Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the at-large regional secretariat's meeting on Wednesday, the 24th of September, 2014 at 1900 UTC. On the call today, we have Olivia Crepin-LeBlanc, Garth Bruin, Wolf Ludwig, Saranoush Vardinian, Umberto Carrasco, Glenn McKnight, and Aziz Hailelia. We have apologies from Alberto Soto and Satish Babu. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Vivanco, Gisela Gruber, Kathy Schnitt, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Garth.
Thank you very much. This is Garth Bruin, Neuralo Chair, chairing the Secretariat's meeting for this upcoming Los Angeles ICANN meeting. I just wanted to let you know that because I have a slight delay on the ADIGO, just feel free to speak up if you need to speak up, if you can't raise your hand with an ADIGO, because I may, there's a little bit of a lag in hearing a response when I talk. Okay, so going over the agenda, the first item is the agenda for the upcoming meeting. And if everybody opens that link, we can quickly go over what is anticipated for the two main events for Secretariat and Leadership, which are the RALO Leadership ALT Working Breakfast between 7 a.m. and 8:15 a.m. on Wednesday, 15th of October. And then the at-large regional meeting, which is from 12:30 to 2 in the afternoon at 1400 on that same day. And according to what we have for the morning session for the working breakfast, we have introductions and the aim of the meeting. We have a discussion with David Olive, and then we have RALOs and metrics, and then the next steps. There has been quite a bit of discussion back and forth that I need to catch up on concerning our meeting with David Olive. Now, is that directly related to, I see that there are emails from David Olive about the roundtable. Is that directly related to the roundtable?
Olivia, do you want to respond to that?
Or I can otherwise. Olivier, if you're speaking, you're on mute.
I have to unmute myself. That's the first thing. It's Olivier speaking. The second thing was I had to empty my mouth because I'm having dinner at the same time. my mouth being empty and being... thank you both. Merci. The round table is I think it's on the Tuesday evening. And that's just a round table with the RALO chairs speaking to Fadi. And the reason why it's only the RALO chairs is for people to be able to interact with him. It's only 1 hour, and Fadi wanted to basically have like a one-on-one discussion with the five people around him rather than having 10, which makes it a much larger table if you got 10 people rather than five. The next day, there is a breakfast which has the RALO chairs and the secretariat, and that will be more the order of business, and we'll be discussing not only issues with David Olive, but we'll also I think be concentrating on the metrics and finding out the different perceptions and the different work that's been done in all of the RALOs, and of course
okay.
All of that
so
around the breakfast. But that's why there's a difference between the two. And if the RALO chairs want to relate to everyone what their feeling was about the night before, then, you know, they're very welcome to do that to the wider group. But the key to the discussion with Fadi, if you recall, there had already been a meeting of RALO chairs and secretaries and so on, and it was felt there was a little too many people there. So on this occasion, it'll just be the chairs, five people plus... Okay, I'll be standing in the background or something, and I think staff also, and you know, Fadi will be able to address and ask you questions to each one of you and basically find out what's on your mind. That's it.
Okay. So then the initial meeting with David Olive is going to cover more specifically what we've already got listed then for that breakfast?
That's correct. That's correct, Garth. And sorry for cutting you. I just remembered one more thing. I know that one of our chairs doesn't speak English very well, speaks Spanish. And so we'll have Sylvia at hand to be able to do some simultaneous interpretation there. And another is primarily a French speaker. And as you know, Fadi speaks French very well. So then when he speaks with him, he'll probably speak in French or even in Arabic. Who knows? We'll have some more languages in front of us. That's it. Thanks.
Is this Umberto who mostly speaks?
Yeah, Umberto in Spanish and Aziz for French.
Okay. That's fine. I'm sure we can accommodate, and we're used to doing that. We're all very accommodating.
Sorry, but I can understand English.
No, Umberto. Alberto.
I can speak a little bit.
Alberto
sorry,
Soto,
Alberto Soto is he who cannot speak English very well, just to be clear.
That's correct. And so this is what I meant. Alberto Soto is the chair of La Corallo. And so Sylvia will be around, or will be there, to help him out. And I think that Fadi speaks a little bit of Spanish as well. That'll be a good chance for him to practice. Muy bien. Gracias.
We will all help. Okay. Okay. We have also for that agenda, the first item is introductions and aim of the meeting. Is there something specific that for the aim, or is it still the metrics or other items? Better understand what we're talking about when we say what the aim of the meeting is.
Yeah, so it's Olivier speaking. And now
Olivier, any idea?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
It's Olivier speaking. Thank you, Garth. So the aim of the meeting, by aim of the meeting, I gather you mean the breakfast the next day. And in the breakfast the next day, I will just be explaining a little bit of where we are going with regards to the, well, I think I'm not going to explain anything. I'm going to ask basically where we're going with regards to the rewrite the rules of procedures for each one of the RALOs, find out where everyone is. If you recall, during the time of the ALAC rules of procedures, there was a hope that the RALOs would be able to agree with each other and have some kind of alignment in procedures and things, and it would be a good chance to discuss this then, face-to-face. And then also to look at the rules of procedures, to look at the metrics progress, which goes from the ALC to the ALAC members to the RALO leaders to the ALSs and see basically how we're going to integrate all of this together and basically find out if we can produce some metrics that are not going to be overly constrictive for everyone, but at the same time that will really introduce accountability among our whole membership, amongst us, amongst all of us basically. The whole thing of accountability, the whole process that is now launching in ICANN about ICANN accountability is looking at the board, is looking at ICANN staff, is looking at ICANN, the organization, and it would really set a good precedent to also look at the volunteers because, and especially in at large, I think if we have metrics that show how dedicated we are, and we can put this in the face of anyone who says, well, you guys are just in for traveling around and stuff, that will definitely be a good step forward for us. And I think that at the same time, it will show a good example for other SOs and ACs to do something similar and show that they're also doing their best. And ultimately, this can all show that ICANN's components communities are really working hard and are the unsung heroes of this whole organization. That's the overall aim, I think. Where we get, how we get to it, when we get to it, That's one which you're going to be in charge of. So that's what I think. I hope we'll be able to discuss when we meet face to face in Los Angeles. And I think I've spoken too much now. So thanks.
Okay. No, this is Garth. I appreciate the clarification, and hopefully we can maybe put some of those bullet points into the agenda itself here to say that the aim of the meeting is going to be RALO business. It's going to be about metrics. It's going to be about rules of procedure. It's going to be about enhancing the accountability within. So is David Olive, is his portion of this going to be, you know, around those discussions as well? Is that why he's part of this?
So it's Olivier speaking. Thank you for this, Garth. David Olive is the Vice President for Policy.
Yes.
And so all of the work that is done for policy development is all under David's wing, and at large is actually, I think, almost entirely under David's budget and David's wing, because we are one of the policy making and policy development subcomponents of ICANN. So I think it's great to have him there, because it also we can also tap him and find out basically how they as in the policy department, how all of the work that we do can be more integrated in all of ICANN. And maybe having him there will ask questions. I don't know what questions he'll ask, but that might actually help us think about the way forward as far as our metrics, as far as our rules of procedures are concerned, as far as all of that is concerned. I haven't spoken to David yet about what he's going to speak about specifically. And, of course, I'm sure he's going to have all sorts of questions to ask. What usually happens is on Friday morning, the at-large leadership team has some time with David Olive and is able to speak to him and ask him questions and grill him effectively, which is what we try and do. And on this occasion, it was felt that maybe it's not always the same that, you know, the leadership team, because we understand that most people are gone by Friday morning. They're either on their way to the airport or they've already left the night before. And so it would be a good opportunity for RALO leaders to engage in this. And I wanted to add one more thing. You know, so far I think the RALOs have done very well in outreach, in getting more volunteers involved and so on. There really is a wish that I would like to see is to actually have more RALO involvement in policy and in policy discussions. I know some RALOs are a little bit ahead of others, and they may be able to share best practices with others in saying, well, this is how we do it, and this is, you know, what we managed to achieve with things. Maybe the way that they've run their conference calls has brought more people in. I know some of the RALOs have actually had some working groups, policy-related working groups, or even topic-based working groups, which they've experimented with. And that, again, flows over with the policy and with the way that you know we're doing all this bottom up from the edges all the way to our statements. So when you say, oh yeah, let's have a list of the things that we should be talking about, I think it's a pretty open breakfast meeting. It will be pretty informal. We're not there for the transcript record and all that. There is no transcript record at breakfast, so we'll just be, you know, discussing things, and I think it'll be a good time for you to ask any questions you have about policy and for David to ask questions about how this is all working at RALO level, etc. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivia. This is Garth. I just want to be able to put some ideas into the leadership mindset so they know what to bring with them. Glenn, you have your hand up. Please go ahead. Take the floor.
Great. Thank you, Glenn, for the transcript record.
If you're mute, you might be...
No. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
We hear you.
Okay. So my impression of this meeting was that we would have some time for each of our railos to sort of give a synopsis of what has worked, what hasn't worked, share best practices, and I don't see it in this agenda. And I guess I had the delusion that what I thought we would do as well. So I just want to throw that out to the group.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. I think Olivier sort of alluded to this, maybe not over in terms of sharing success stories from the regions, and I think that we can maybe add on to the bullet points of the agenda, maybe have a 1.1, a 1.2, et cetera, not to formalize the meeting so much, but rather just to give people some ideas of what they should be bringing with them to the discussion. And then we also have the next item is on there is the railroads and the metrics. Is Maureen on the call yet? Were we able to reach her?
We were not able to reach her.
Okay. All right. We will we'll come back to that. So if nobody else has anything else they want to discuss about the breakfast, we can move on to the agenda for the afternoon meeting, which would begin at 12:30 on it. Yes, please, Heidi.
Yeah, just really quickly to echo what Olivia said. Thank you. That David is really being there in order to just to get to know the railroad leadership, similar to how he meets with the ALT on Friday. So this is something, a first attempt to see if this approach works. And as Olivia said, it's very informal, you know, bring your questions to him, and he will, I think, just look forward to meeting you and hearing what some of your issues are. And continue, as Olivia said, the discussions that went on with the community roundtable with Fadi the night before. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. All right, so then we have the starting at 12:30 in the same room. The agenda, as listed, is implementation of Atlas II recommendations, performance and metrics, main cross-railo items, which include update of ROP, for AP RALO rules of procedure version for 2013, and then at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the IANA function, the RALO RIR activities, those are the regional registries, which include ARIN and LACNIC, APNIC, AFRINIC, and RIPE. The European one is called RIPE. There's no NIC in RIPE. And then the crop program, and then finally any other business. So in terms of the first item, the implementation of Atlas II recommendations, actions taken by RALOs. So where are we in terms of actually implementing Atlas II recommendations? What are the Atlas II recommendations, and where could we find them? I think Olivier might be best suited to answer that question. Any comments, Olivier?
Thank you very much, Garth. It's Olivia speaking. So if you look at the agenda, there is a link there that goes over to a page of post-Atlas II activities workspace. That page has a long table which shows all of the recommendations that were contained in the Atlas II declaration. And just to give you a summary, the board has come back already after looking through the recommendations and said, well, look, you know, these recommendations are very nice, but many of them are pretty dry, and they are very they're general. Are you going to come back to us with an expanded set of recommendations? In other words, taking recommendation one, would you be reading that recommendation? Would you then be going further and expanding it and telling us exactly what we have to do, because that's how the board works. They want to have recommendations that tells them, well, the ALAC wants this, 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 and that, or the board should do this, 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 and that. And then the board can consider this and say, right, well, we agree with doing this. We don't agree with doing that. But saying something like, do something to the board will not respond to that because they don't know what it is that we want them to do. So we effectively have to spell out what our recommendations say, and in some cases they have to be focused, in some cases they have to be expanded. In some way, there's some things that we have to do ourselves. The recommendations which are listed on the agenda are recommendations 28, 29, 42, and 43. So scrolling down there, number 28 says, the ALAC should work with all RALOs and ELSs to map the current expertise and interests in their membership to identify subject matter experts and facilitate policy communication. So that one is a recommendation that's pretty pretty explicit, and that's aimed at the ALAC, and it was therefore then found out that the people to effect this recommendation, to actually implement it, would be the ALAC in consultation with the RALOs, as the recommendation asks for. So it really is down to the RALOs to speak to each other, and I gather to also speak to the ALAC and say, well, how are we going to map the current expertise and interest in our membership? And ultimately, the RALOs could send either design a survey for their members or do something. You know, I would say a survey would be probably a good suggestion, but not something that is 10 pages in length. On the one hand, we have some knowledge about the interests of our membership by the surveys that were sent for Atlas II. So that already provides a basis for some data. But then as far as current expertise is concerned, that might be something that we don't have full data for, and we might wish to ask our ELSs this. Ultimately, the reason for this recommendation is that it's well understood by many, since we all discussed this during Atlas II, it's well understood that our volunteers are overwhelmed with emails, overwhelmed with stuff that doesn't relate to them at all. You know, I might be just interested in subject X, Y, Z. Why do I keep on receiving tons and tons of email about subject A, B, C? Of course, no one knows that I'm only interested in subject X, Y, Z. But if the ALAC and if the RALOs were aware that I was interested only in subject X, Y, Z, then in the future, and I'm hoping that we can do that in the near future, we would be able to cater on topical basis, cater for our ALSs and get the ALSs to receive, on the one hand, general messages that affect all ALSs, and on the other hand, messages that they only have a knowledge in. And therefore, an ALS would only have emails from regarding topic X, Y, Z. Furthermore, one of the possible recommendations, or one of the recommendations moving forward, is that not only would the 15-member ALAC plus the 10 members of the RALO leaders be traveling to meetings, what we are suggesting is that on occasion there would be topic matter leaders from ALSs that would be invited to come to the meeting when, for example, at the moment, the accountability track is starting, the INA stewardship transition is starting. We might have some members of those working groups that are extremely knowledgeable about these two topics that are going to be star topics at the ALA meeting. Wouldn't it be great to know that they are the real, they have so much knowledge that they are topic experts in this? Wouldn't it be great to actually be able to bring them to LA and have them help us with the work that we have in LA regarding this work? At the moment, it's not possible, but in the future, it should be. And so first step is to identify the current expertise and the interest of the membership, and then we'll go with the next. But that's just an example on number 28. I'm not going to go through all four or all three that we have here. There's 29, 42, and 43. The other are the same sort of thing. You see, the ALAC should implement an automated system for tracking topics of interest. I've just alluded to this. And 42 and 43, again, is ICANN should enable annual face-to-face RALO assemblies. And 43, RALOs should encourage inactive ALS representatives to comply with ALAC minimum participation requirements. really, it's down to implementation, and I'd like to leave it to you to see how you can move this forward. And, of course, if you need any help or guidance, staff is at hand and I'd be at hand. And, of course, we've got the Atlas II implementation team that is at hand if you need to be given a bit of guidance on how to proceed with this. Thanks.
Okay, that's actually very helpful, Olivia. Thank you. Umberto tiene una pregunta, por favor, Umberto.
Your Spanish is perfect. Tu español está perfecto. No, más que una pregunta, sorry, more than a question, I would like to comment about this recommendation, because in the last Lagrallo meeting that we have one week ago, we decided to, actually the member of Lagrallo decided that the leader of our region should create some working groups or task force in order to implement all these recommendations. Particularly, I have to say that we have been working very hard in implementing the number 43, which is related in some point with metrics. And I think in a couple of weeks more, or honestly, I think maybe in the next 1 or 2 months more, we are going to have a proposal related to these topics. But in any case, I want to say that we are going to need some help from everybody here, particularly about to implementing the number 28 and 29. That's all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone else, any of the other leaders, have any comments on what's been discussed so far? No? Okay. We will continue through the agenda. So I will work on formalizing that now, Olivier, now that we have some idea. Are we going to be expected to come out of this meeting with really specific recommendations for the board?
So thanks, Glenn. Garth. So effectively, the recommendations for the board are being taken care of by the working groups to whom they were allocated to. So that's one set of recommendations. The ones that we have here, the four that we have here, don't directly involve the board. Maybe when it comes down to the implementation of an automated system, then we will have to finally ask for financing and so on to take place. But to start with, we just have to work with ourselves and put together a set of recommendations and implement them, and basically just take it as a first step. I don't think we should be too concerned about the board at the very moment. Now, of course, as you know, many of us are also members of working groups, so we will be involved with working on other recommendations as part of the working group, and some of the working groups will have to produce recommendations for the board. The timeline is much shorter. In fact, for most of these working groups, the timeline would be to have a first pass at the recommendation before Los Angeles. For the RALOs, I think that the work can really start properly in L.A., it's maybe good to already start kicking ideas around. I'm very happy to hear Humberto Carrasco having mentioned that Lacrallo is already working on this and has started a working group. And I don't know what the best way is for this work to take place in RALOs, whether you want to form a task force between RALOs or whether you want to each work in your own RALO. And that's something I leave to you to self-organize.
Okay. Now that Maureen is not here and she's been the champion of the metrics, is anyone else on the call willing or informed enough on the metrics work to discuss it, or should we hold it for another time? Okay. We can move on then.
Garth,
main cross railo items. Up these. Yes. Go ahead.
Yep. Sorry about this.
Olivier,
Garth,
please.
Again. Yeah. Thank you, Garth. So on the metrics, I happened to be on the metrics subcommittee discussion a few hours earlier than now. Two things. First, I'm not sure anyone has told you, but Maureen Hilliard is currently at a conference in the Cook Islands, so she's actually offline for the next couple of days and is unable to take part in the calls. So she has sent her apologies for that. But with regards to the metrics, the idea I think I've already touched on earlier is to have metrics that will look at ALC members, ALAC members, RALO leaders, and ELSs, and that will really bring accountability along the whole line, and that will effectively. We discussed the term return on investment, and it's not a return on investment. There's no such thing as an investment as such. Accountability is probably the right word to describe it. That once somebody gets elected in a position, then they need to really do something and not just sit there. If they don't do what they were elected for in that position, they really are letting some people down. And really, it's not good for the overall state of at large to have people that let others down. It brings bad blood. It brings unhappiness from others, and obviously it puts more load on others. That's really how it goes. The first step is the metrics to find out how everyone's doing. We're not talking about Big Brother, of course, but what we're talking about is being able to really find out if somebody is really lacking, having the ability to say, look, you've missed 9 out of 10 meetings this year or the past 6 months. What in the world are you doing? And, there are already procedures for suspending people or for warning them and whatever, but it's just that we don't have an actual process for collecting the data. We have informal processes, but that brings a lot of weight on staff, and they're unreliable. And one could always say that if you have informal processes for tracking such, lack of attendance and things like that, then you might not have everyone being treated fairly, because somebody might be seen as not taking part. Someone else might be even forgotten about and not even targeted as not taking part. So really, we should all have some measures and some metrics about what we do and things. I'm just ad-libbing at the moment, by the way, but that's the general gist of it. And being able to advance all of this as all the way from ALSs all the way up to the ALAC chair, because I think the ALAC chair has to be subjected to metrics as well, then that will definitely improve not only the work of our representatives, but at the same time, I think it will certainly stimulate ALSs, existing ALSs and new ALSs to participate, because they see that we are a serious structure and we really take into account their work, and there's more recognition of the work that is done at the grassroots level. That's the basic idea. Thank you. Now, just one last thing.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you.
To say one last thing.
Yes.
So the metrics working group has a set of recommendations, and I believe that they will be able to present them by the LA meeting. I think that there is a time for them to be able to present that. And that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Olivier. This is Garth again. So my personal take on this is that as leaders within at-large, we have a responsibility to highlight the work that is done by our at-large structures and give them an opportunity to showcase and make better use of their existing work. I think that everybody's here because they're a volunteer to a certain extent, and we're already doing wonderful work within our own communities. And what we really want and what we really need is an opportunity to make that existing work more effective. So I think in terms of getting metrics, the metrics have to be enabled in a way that people are allowed to place their existing work within the at-large community for the best outcome and get their reporting there. And it's got to be more about, you know, showing up for meetings and doing, I guess, what is the ALAC work. It's also got to be about the community work. And if we can figure out how to do that, and I have some ideas on how we can do that, they'll be happy to discuss in L.A., I think that would be best. And that's just my personal take. So, moving on, we also have ROP updates from LAC Rallo and AF Rallo. I think that we discussed these during the last meeting, and I believe that we also discussed the AP Rallo Rules of Procedure update for 2014. Anybody is certainly welcome to discuss that. I think that we've had a good overview of those. We don't have to go into them again here unless somebody really, really wants to. So unless there are any to move on. Umberto, por favor.
Thank you very much. So I just want to comment that you are right. We have a very good overview in the last meeting. We want to say we are still working about this in the working group of governance, but we don't have a final version at this moment. When we have it, we are going to be happy to tell to everybody. That's all. Thank you very much.
Umberto, will this be a part of your LAC Rallo session?
Actually, it's not really part of our LAC Rallo session because we have these working groups, so we have a special meetings with the member of these groups in order to advance, I think, in parallel to LAC Rallo sessions.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that fine?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Just curious. So Sylvia has placed into the chat that the AF Rallo ROP working group will meet again on Friday, the 26th. And do you mean, Sylvia, that's this Friday, the 26th, I'm assuming?
Yes, this is Sylvia. Just to update you that they will meet this Friday to continue their work. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So you still have your hand up. Do you have a new comment? We'll wait for Olivia. Step over to the next topic, which is the at-large ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the IANA function. And this is linked within the agenda. And so this is an ad hoc working group. Now, is this formalized, this group? Who is the chair at the moment of this ad hoc working group? Interim chair is Olivier. And there are a number of people working group. Olivier, you have your hand up, but we haven't been able to hear you if you're trying to speak.
Yeah, thanks very much, Garth. It's Olivier speaking again. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Ah, okay, excellent, thank you. You were asking about the cross-community, the ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the IANA function. I'm not quite sure what what you wanted to know about that. Ultimately, the working group itself is feeding the two representatives that we have on the IANA coordinating group, which is this multi-stakeholder group of people from the IETF, from the Internet Society, from other parts of ICANN as well, but also from the International Chamber of Commerce, etc. And that's the group that will collect the proposals from the operational communities that make up the contracts of the IANA functions. So we're dealing here with names, protocol parameters, and IP addresses. That committee has, as I said, two members from at large, and they are Mohamed El-Bashir and Jean-Jacques Subrenard. The ad hoc working group on the transition of U.S. government stewardship of the function is our own at-large working group that effectively provides all of the background and work and points that our two representatives on the coordinating group have to push forward. They very, in effect, their backyard, effectively, and doing all this. The function of that group also, of that ad hoc working group, is to also work on the cross-community working group that will be resolving or putting together a proposal for the names portion of the IANA contract, because, as you know, the GNSO, the Generic Name Supporting Organization, and the Country Code Name Supporting Organization, these two are dealing with the names, and they have the contract with IANA. That contract will be under, or those contracts will be under review, and there's going to be a proposal that will work with us. Also, I think with some measure of accountability that will also be thrown in. And that cross-community working group has four, so that I'm now speaking about this cross-community working group, yeah, which charter has been done, has space for five people from at large. And this is where you will have seen the emails that I have sent to the secretariat list asking for each one of the RALOs to suggest one person to go into that cross-community working group. And I was going to, I have asked that the candidates be taken from the list of members that we currently have, because these are the members that are working on the IANA stewardship transition, and that's closely related with the with the coordinating group on one side and the cross-community working group on the other. So we need to make use of people that are already knowledgeable about these things. Currently, all RALOs have now provided their recommended candidate. The only one that hasn't is Naralo, Garth. So you've got the list in front of you here. I don't know whether you have spoken to any of the candidates yet, whether they wish to be on that cross-community working group, but I'll leave it to you. Just to remind you, though, actually, no, there's nothing to remind you. I'm looking at the whole list, and they all look fine. I would suggest that you have a chat with them and find out who wishes to be on that cross-community working group. And those recommendations will then go over to the ad hoc working group, who will forward them to the ALAC, because, as you know, any appointment of people on cross-community working groups is done by the ALAC, and I guess that the ALAC will just be asked for a consensus call to be able to fix those people in the cross-community working group. I hope I wasn't too long-winded on this, and thanks for the ability to explain this.
Thank you, Olivier. And Garth, we're unable to hear you at this time if you're speaking.
Okay. Okay. Is that any better? Some reason, I think yes. Adobe reset itself.
Much better. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you, Dr. Glenn.
Turn my speakers off. Nope. I'm going to leave my speakers on. Okay. So, back to the agenda. Thank you very much, Olivier, for the explanations. The RALO RIR activities, and this covers coordination and agreements between the RALOs and their respective regional internet IP registries. This would be ARIN for North America, LACNIC for Latin America, APNIC for AP RALO, RIPE for URALO, and AFRINIC for AFRALO. Now, if memory serves me, LACRALO has a memorandum of understanding with LACNIC, and that some of the other regions all have memorandums of understanding. Wolf, you have a comment. Please go ahead.
Yes, this is Wolf Ludwig speaking for the record. Well, it was on our work program to follow this up with RIPE NCC here for the European region. But we had another urgency in between. That was the MOU between RIPE, NCC, and Eurodic, what was much more essential for Eurodic than it's actually pressing for URALO. And therefore, we followed the first priority on Eurodic and postponed the one for URALO, but I will follow up with RIPE NCC either in Los Angeles if we find an appropriate moment there or afterwards with this. This means on the regional level in Europe and at the basis of Eurodic, we are closely working with RIPE NCC already. And RIPE NCC became an institutional partner in the meantime for the next Eurodic in Sofia, Bulgaria. That's it for the moment.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Wolf. So Sirenush has noted in the chat that AP RALO has an MOU with APNIC. Now, in my region, in North America, we have sent met with ARIN at ICANN meetings. We have no formal agreements, and we don't have any particularly concrete plans to have formal agreements with them, but it's not that it's not out of the question or something that we wouldn't consider. Within our region, there isn't necessarily a specific consensus for having closer relationships with ARIN, and it's definitely something that we're exploring. And I think that there is definitely room for cooperation. Discuss their relationship with their regional NIC. Glenn, please.
Thank you, Glenn, for the record. I was at the last ARIN meeting. Unfortunately, the next ARIN meeting is going to be the same time as our meeting, but in Baltimore. We're all going to be in in California. The gentleman, Kerry Brown, expressed interest in being our go-between. He's been to two, at least, ARIN sessions, so he knows the lay of the land as well. From my experience at the last ARIN meeting, very similar feel as being at the IETF, same kind of very technical, not all that interested in ICANN, even though there was four ICANN staff there at the meeting, which it was kind of interesting. But, you know, I think I, I can explore this. If I can get copies of the MOUs for other areas, I'm sure we can follow this up and probably have a little bit of an update at the secretariat meeting when we meet together face-to-face.
Thank you, Glenn. This is Garth again. While we're talking about this, what would you say would be the benefit of Rallo having a relationship with Aaron?
My view is they have some very good processes from being at the meeting. I think there's some really good people that are technical that we can draw upon as subject matter experts, hopefully some of them getting involved. Aaron almost has the same geographical locations as Norello, but some different ones. They have the Caribbean, which we don't have. But I think there's some excellent contacts, some potential ALSs that can come out of it, but just the subject matter experts to meet. Really a great organization, and I think it'll be great to have an MOU. The question is just sparking the right interest within the Aaron group. Now, fortunately, I know the former chair was Paul Anderson, who was the chair of CIRA's board, and also Tim Denton, I know quite well. So I think we'd get a pretty good warm reception if we just propose something, but we haven't. So I think it's worth looking into. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Glenn. So, in short, we could learn from them. And I think that's a good answer.
I think you got a good suggestion. We haven't done it. I'm not sure why we haven't done it, but the other Rallos have done it, and kudos to them. I think we can up our game. We should do it ourselves. But if the MOUs can be shared with us, Garth, perhaps we can get acting on it right away.
Yeah, they are public documents, and I see that Sylvia has already sent them to you. Olivia, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Glenn. It's Olivia.
You may be muted, Olivia.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay, so it's Olivia.
Go ahead.
Speaking.
We can hear you.
You can hear me. Thank you. So effectively, I think a couple more things can be done with the RIRs. The first thing is that we've seen some convergence with the INS stewardship transition, and it's interesting to be part of the discussions in the ARIN and in all the IRRs actually, and find out what the plans are in those places. And then also, I do understand that for some RIRs, and I don't know whether it's the case with ARIN, they are sponsors of Internet Governance Forum, a local Internet Governance Forum, and it would be good if perhaps some kind of sponsorship might be achieved for one or two or a handful of people from at large to be able to go to these and be funded to go to these Internet Governance Forum. That's definitely something that's happened in other RIRs. I think in Asia it has happened. So it's also an opportunity to look at. And I'm afraid I have to run because I have another meeting immediately after this one, and I don't want to keep everyone waiting, so I'll have to go now. Thank you.
That's fine, hi, Olivia. I think we were working it. Okay, the next item deals with the crop program. About crop? Is anybody prepared to discuss their crop experiences?
Hello.
This has made use of the crop. I know that Glenn has made use of the crop in our region, and maybe some folks who have used crop in their own region would be willing to share their experiences. Wolf, please go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Garth. It's Wolf Ludwig again for the records. Well, for the last, for the first pilot crop program, early this year we applied for 5 people to attend Eurodic in June in Berlin, and those applications were approved, and the people were supported to come and join Eurodic 2014 in Berlin. I have seen them there, but I don't know, I'm not currently informed about any follow-up on this, whether these people who attended Eurodic by support of ICANN have submitted reports on their attendance, etc., or whether there were some more obligations afterwards involved. If it's just to attend a meeting, then I must say I wouldn't be so much convinced about the utility of such programs. This should, in my opinion, encourage some more commitment by the people to do something afterwards out of it, and not just attending a meeting. Because attending a meeting, this is easily done if you are supported, but if there are no concrete consequences out of such a support program, I'm not sure whether I would really promote it in a second step. As we all know, CROP was reconfirmed to continue in future, but I think there should be some criteria in the support guidelines that people have to deliver something afterwards and not just hopping to another conference. Thanks. This is my personal opinion, by the way, for the records.
Garth, this is Terry again. We're unable to hear you again.
Yeah, Terry, can you hear me?
For some reason, the Adobe keeps resetting. I don't know.
You're back, Garth. Thank you. And Glenn.
Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, so just from our experience with Norello, we try to suggest the conferences that they're aligned with our outreach, particularly to groups that are underrepresented geographically, as well as particularly the two groups we try to focus on in FY14. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Two groups in particular we are looking at outreaching is the disabled and the Native American and Native Canadian groups. But we also are conscious of the fact that a number of our ALSs are not from certain sections, such as West Samoa, American Samoa, I should say, or West, certain parts of the United States or Canada. So those are special efforts. Now, I could speak for myself from attending very, very strongly outreach in nature, very much getting on the podium. We were on a radio interview. We made an effort to speak to audiences and to really get to know the organizers, so that the impact was quite high. This focus is outreach. This you know, to be crass, it's marketing. So it's not education. So if people go to a conference to sit there and talk to their friends, they've missed the boat. This is clearly marketing and outreach, looking at your marketing strategy and getting out there and actually making an effort of getting brochures and talking to potential ALSs. So that's my experience. Back to you, Kirk.
Okay. Thank you very much, Glenn. Any other interesting crop viewpoints? Okay. Saranoush has a comment in the chat about PackyNet, which is the first chance for AP to use crop programs. So we're looking forward to hearing about the experience from participants. Great. All right. The next item is any other business. So, I believe, hold on. Post-Atlas II activities, which we've already discussed. So, before I close this meeting up, is there anything else anyone wishes to discuss? Nope. Okay. Seeing no, I will consider this call closed. I thank everybody for their time and appreciate all the input. I will talk to you in L.A., I guess, right? We have no other plans for another call, correct?
Yes, this is Sylvia. This is correct. But I think Glenn would like to speak. He has his hand raised.
Glenn, please, go ahead.
Just on the issue that I brought up earlier about Aaron, Garth, we haven't had a chance to chat about it, so if you have a couple of minutes off after this call, if it's convenient, it's just to follow up with Aaron.
Yeah, go ahead.
No,
we'll talk afterwards.
I don't want to hold everybody up here, so I can call you after the call.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We'll talk. You and I will talk after the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Okay,
all right.
Bye bye,
everybody.
Everybody. Bye bye.
Bye bye, everybody.
Once again, this meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines.